Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I feel like it'll get lost if I don't say something about it and you don't give me your opinion on it, like right now today, because by tomorrow, we will be all football. I mean, all football. Lions, Falcons, I mean, everything tomorrow. But... And I was just checking before I came on the air for updates on the horrible situation at Yankee Stadium yesterday with the Todd Frazier of the Yankees hit a foul ball into the stands behind third base and cracked a little two-year-old girl flush in the face. I watched the video again, and if go watch the video. There are literally players on the field, from Todd Frazier to Matt Holliday to others, that are weeping, that are bent over in tears flowing as the people in the stands, they're working on the little girl before she's carried off. And she's in the hospital today. The only word out of the New York hospital is that she's doing okay. The mother, I believe, was interviewed very briefly, either going in or coming out of the hospital, and said some, we think she'll be okay. But just horrific. And they were sitting right behind the dugout, the third base dugout. And the scene you've seen many, many times in Major League Baseball, foul ball goes into the stand. Somebody gets hurt, but almost never is it a two-year-old girl. So let me ask you this, and I really want to, I thought about getting on the airways just as an aside, just on this particular issue and saying, people, all right, enough, you got to put up more nets, you just have to, okay? And I know Major League Baseball implemented, you have to have a certain amount of nets and suggested that teams extend the netting to behind the dugouts, and I believe only about 10 teams in Major League Baseball did it indeed extend it that further. But now there's talk that netting has to go all the way up and down the left and right field lines. Because, and you say, whoa, that's an overreaction. Well, sometimes you do an overreaction, quote unquote, before you have a horrible reaction, such as back in 2002 when a 16-year-old girl at the Columbus Blue Jackets game was hit by a puck. Before NHL games had netting behind the nets, behind the goals, and she was killed. So before that happens, and I'm not one of these knee-jerk people. I'm not one of these ones that says one freak thing happens and all the rules change. I'm not. But this is more than one freak thing. And there's an article by Bob Nightingale in USA Today, talking about enough is enough. You have to do it. There's been, I think they estimated or whatever, there were 1,700 examples last year of fans getting hit in the stands at Major League games. Now, not 1,700 horrible ones, but whatever, document where they sought attention. Okay. None really as bad as this, but There was the woman in Boston where they took a piece of the bat to the head and had a head wounds and neck injuries. And the one thing I didn't realize, and I'm asking you baseball fans, because you're part of this. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I guess I knew this, but I didn't fully realize it, is this is not necessarily baseball's fault, because they have, although they didn't mandate, they have strongly suggested teams extend the netting down both sides. This isn't the player's fault. I mean, you can't help it if you hit a foul ball in the stands. And I think they would prefer that they are more protected, too. Todd Frazier looked like he was about to throw up all over the place. He was so sickened by what happened. The biggest impediment to this is fans. The fans that buy those expensive seats behind dugouts and along the first and third base lines and left and right field lines. The Yankees, the story in USA Today, the Yankees, when it was suggested by baseball to extend netting, the Yankees pulled their fans. And an overwhelming amount of the fans that sit in those seats said, no, we buy these tickets, we pay premium prices for these tickets so that we're right on top of the action with access to everything. Access to slap five, high five with a player, to have Prince Fielder grab your nachos, to get a foul ball. It's the fans that say no. And this is all I'm asking. If you're a season ticket holder or you're a fan who buys those tickets, should your vote count more? Because you're the ones, generally speaking, that are sitting there, even though foul balls can go elsewhere into the stands. And do you think it's time, hate to say it, more netting all the way up and down, or am I blubbering on, overreacting? 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Just real quick, I want to gauge this before I decide to go on a rant, all right? Because I am interested in how baseball fans feel about that. All that and more on the Bogey and Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.